Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY25 conference call of Best AgroLife Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Today from the management side we have with us Mr. Vimal Kumar, Managing Director, and Mr. Vikas Jain, Chief Financial Officer. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vimal Kumar for his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to all. And welcome everyone to our Q1 FY25 earnings call. I would like to open this call starting with industry landscape followed by business milestones. Mr. Vikas will then take you to do the financial performance. Monsoons continue to play a crucial role in the context of Indian agriculture. Even now, two-thirds of our farmland depend on the monsoon rainfall for a good crop. A good monsoon leads to better sentiments among the farmers and lifts the demand for farmer input. This year, good monsoon is expected to ease inventory levels to the industry. The increased demand will hopefully help in liquidating the excess inventory across the sector. Till now, the monsoon rains have been fair to above average and there are indications of increasing demand of agrochemicals leading to market growth. As per the Federation of India Chambers of Commerce and Industry, the Government of India recognized the agrochemical industry as one of its top 12 industries goals to help India achieve global leadership. The Indian agrochemical manufacturing industry is facing stiff competition from China with its large manufacturing capacities. At Best AgroLife, we have taken up the challenges to reduce this dependency by developing the manufacturing technicals in-house with a focus on our R&D capabilities to continue to work on 9-13 registration and backward integration and new formulations. We are addressing the challenging of price unpredictability in imports by focusing on in-house manufacturing capabilities and strengthening our research and development to stay resilient. As we close Q1 FY25, I am pleased to highlight milestone that underscore our commitment to patented products, innovation and sustainability. In Q2, we launched our patented rice herbicide under the brand name Orisulam, which is a broad spectrum pre-emergence, early post-emergence and post-emergence herbicide. This patented triple combination herbicide control a wide variety of weeds, grass and sedges. This season we will be focusing on generating product awareness and promoting farmer education. We look forward to our product doing well in years to come. We introduce another new patent product under the brand name of Nimagen. This is an innovative broad-spectrum insecticide with three potent technicals of CTPR, Novalone and Imapin. This product completes the developing pest resistance. This product is an excellent solution for farmers for crops such as cotton, paddy, maize, pulses and vegetables. With the product launch activity being carried out in Q1, we look forward to Nimagen doing well in the coming quarters. And this will go in Q2 as well as Q3 also. We also introduced our patented soybean seed treatment and insecticide under the brand name of Warden Extra. India ranks 5th in the world for soybean production and this product has an excellent scope for the years to come. In Q1, this product will be used for seed treatment, while in Q2, Q3 and even Q4, this will be demand as a foliar spray. This will be a good additional to our specialty for product portfolio. In another Q2, there is one product we will be looking forward, another unique patented product, Defender. This unique insecticide plus fungicide combination is an excellent paddy product with effectiveness against fungal disease such as blast, as well as for irrigating the major paddy pest of VPH. This combination will control the major threats of paddy crops, thus improving yields and crop resilience. With the expectation of good rain and a good paddy crop, this will be another product for the years to come. We will further expand our range of agrochemical solutions designed to meet the changing needs of the sector. Our product and new product launches reinforce our dedication to research and development. We will continue our effort to create new effective and sustainable pesticide composition that provides superior protection for crops. Our mission is to support farmers with advanced, effective and safe Make in India products. I want to emphasize that despite anticipating industry challenging, we are confident that our unique portfolio will provide resilience to market trends and mitigate the impact of rising uncertainty. Now I hand over to Mr. Vikas Jain to elaborate on our financial performance for the quarter ended with quarter 1 FY25. Thank you.
Thank you, Vimal ji. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. So just to give you details on the financial performance, our revenue from operations for Q1 of FY25 stood at ₹519 crores compared to 612 crores in quarter 1 of FY24. The decline was primarily due to our strategic shift on building the branded business and lowering the institutional sales. Also, there was a delay in monsoon in June, which resulted in postponement of sales from Q1 to Q2. Another major factor which reduced our sales was the price variance. Because of the crash in the prices in China, there was reduction in prices and much higher competition in the market. Our focus on enhancing our branded business is showing promising results. Branded sales now contribute close to 63% to our overall revenue, as against 55% in Q1 FY24. This aligns perfectly with our strategy to prioritize and expand our branded product offering. In terms of our profitability, our Q1 FY25 EBITDA, excluding other income, was around 55 crores, against an EBITDA of 130 crores in Q1 FY24. This was not only due to the decline in revenues, but also on account of our strategic business shift to branded sales from institutional sales, which also led to higher employee and other expenses. And the other major reason is due to liquidation of the expensive inventory, which we were carrying from Q4 FY24. The Q1 FY25 PAT stood at rupees 21 crores compared to rupees 91 crore in FY24. With respect to balance sheet, our working capital days for the receivables was 80 days for March, which presently is at around 90 days, not much difference there. Similar increase we see in the payables also, we are around 110 days, presently we are at 130 days. Inventory days, if you take on the sales which have already happened in March we had inventory days of 200 days, which is presently also at around 200 days. But if you take the forward-looking sales, we will be exhausting this inventory in coming season, plus the Rabi season. So since the director, Mr. Sai, is not there, he would have given the details about the international business, so I will like to give the update on the international business. The short update on international development are that we are trying to update, we have opened a subsidiary in China. This China subsidiary is an important step in increasing our business collaboration with China for registration, technology and also potential tie-ups. China is an important agricultural producer and supplier. We believe our presence here is a step towards expanding our international reach. On the patent front, we have filed for 14 international patents. This includes combinations as well as process patents. We look forward to continuing our work on the international patents. Our registrations are going on in Thailand, Mexico and Taiwan, and we are planning for registrations in Brazil, India and Australia. We are aligning our registration and patents with global markets and country-specific requirements based on the R&D we are doing for new formulations and technicals. We hope these steps will create a base for our future growth. In Thailand, we have currently 5 products under registration. In Mexico, we have registration process underway for 2 products. While in Taiwan, we are in the process of registering 2 technicals, which we have developed our own back integrated production process. In addition to these, we have successfully registered several products across diverse markets, including Madagascar, Lebanon, Sudan, Ethiopia, Yemen, and Zimbabwe. Thanks all from our end. We can now take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Komal from AK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just I want to understand, when you say branded and institutional sales, I mean the institutional sales is basically B2B. Is there any trading revenue in these two reporting segments? That is my first question. And can you elaborate on the which is the high margin for you? I think the branded should be high margin. And when you say pyroxasulfone, does it sit in institutional sales? And when you talk about all these patented, does it sit in branded? Can you explain this one?
Yes, so first question with respect to branded and institutional. Branded is what we sell through our dealer network, and also in case if we are packing the material in a final pack form to other competitors, those are considered under branded material. Then there is other part which is B2B. It includes both parts wherein technical manufacturing and then we manufacture and give, or there is part which is trading. So out of total 520 crores, around 100 crores is what we have in trading, which is 20% of our business, which keeps on reducing. Earlier it was close to 30, presently it is 20 and it will go down further. With respect to your next question, all these patented products would be part of the branded business. So our branded business is through two entities. One is Best Agro Limited and the other one which we acquired last year, Sudarshan. So these two entities would be selling all these patented products.
And you said in institutional sales only there is trading, right? Is my understanding correct?
Sorry?
Trading? This is our money.
Institutional sales, you are recording trading also, correct?
So there is some trading which we said within B2B, there is one portion which is manufactured and we manufacture and sell, and a small portion which is trading.
Okay. So when you say institution says it has trading also, that's all, right?
Yes.
Okay. And in the patented, I've seen for each and every category you have patented, but I don't see anything is reflected in numbers. Can you just throw some light, when can we expect, because I think the patented should be approx 20-25% of EBITDA margin, or 30%, right, when you say patented. Then
yes.
Why we see it in numbers as, when can we expect to see meaningfully in the numbers? Can you guide on that?
So, for last 3-4 months, we had launched close to 3 patented products. So, those we have launched recently. And also June there was delay in monsoon by 15-20 days because of which the sales got shifted. So all those patented products, obviously you start seeing the results now, but these patented products are not only for this year but also would give a lot of benefit to the company over the years. But just for this year, you will see the numbers, much higher numbers reflecting from next quarter.
So next quarter, we would see in the branded more contribution. I mean, it would increase the pie and you see the margin also improvement there.
Sure.
Okay, okay. And from the balance sheet perspective, okay, it's all bloated. Unless you do a write-off or you do a debt, there is no way we can revive our balance sheet. If balance sheet is not revival, I don't think so it will be attractive for shareholders. So what is the thought to revival on the balance sheet, because it's very huge?
So yes, so presently we are in the growth stage. So you are right that we might have some initial teething issues with respect to financing. But if you still see my receivables are within good range of 90 days. So my credit period is 90 days. And presently my receivable days is also 90 days. With respect to inventory, yes, because we were carrying inventory from last year due to very bad season. I hope you'll be aware that last year it was really bad for the agrochem, not only domestically but also globally. And almost entire industry was carrying very high inventory. So those inventory will get liquidated during this season. So by September end and much more in December, you will see a lot of improvement in the balance sheet.
So how much inventory can we expect? So you are expecting no write-off in this inventory of roughly 950 odd crores you have in March 2024.
Yeah.
So you don't expect any write-off here?
They would be normal write-offs, but those would be very small and normal part and parcel of which we do every year. We keep certain provisions as well, and those would be within those provisions only. We don't see any major write-offs being seen.
But
generally the shelf life is close to two years.
When all agrochemical has reported strongest set of numbers in the quarter one, but ideally we are sitting with the inventory, then why were we not able to sell the inventory? I mean, so why it is taking time? Because you see, across branded, all the agrochemical companies have reported a very strong set of numbers. And we have not reported them. We have lowered the guidance also for this year. So,
yeah.
What are the thoughts here?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Kamal, your question is right. But not the whole industry, we can say they are performing well in quarter one. There are companies who are not performing well. But in case of Best Agro, our most of the product, you can say, which is weedicide, which is insecticide, which is the combination of fungicide and insecticide, which is our unique product. And some of the new products also coming in the second quarter only. And moreover, in quarter one, which product we sold, of course there was a margin. If we see as a purchase price and sale price, there is a huge margin we can see even in the quarter one. But the problem what happened, we were carrying the high inventory, high cost inventory. That is the main reason which is Q1 has fallen somewhere. Otherwise, if you see, if we compare today purchase price and today sale price, so of course we have good margin in quarter one also. But unfortunately, there was a carrying inventory from last year, which Mr. Vikas already explained. So that is the main reason where we are stagnant, you know, some performance was there. And in case of Best Agro, I'm talking about. Some companies also have the same day, and you know, the 15 days delay also in the season. So some of the sales of and June, that is forward to, you know, this is July, for July.
So you are confident of reaching the EBITDA margin of 15% to 17% from the next quarter? I mean, consistently can we clock that quarter on quarter basis without any fluctuation?
Yes, yes. So next quarter onwards you will see. So next quarter possibly it will be little higher. So our guidance is for the full year. So next quarter it will be much higher, and because of the good monsoon last year, the Rabi had washed out. But this year, we feel we are pretty sure of the Rabi season because almost all the dams are full, including you'll be hearing news about Tungabhadra being full and all the other dams of Andhra and Telangana being full. So this gives a surety of the Rabi season, which was lacking last year. And last year also our Q3 and Q4 numbers were bad because the Rabi was washed out. This year we don't see those kind of situation, and our EBITDA will be close to 15% to 70% as we had mentioned.
And do you plan to do any fundraise? I know the stock price has beaten, so it dilution becomes very ineffective for us. But to maintain stability or to maintain a good balance sheet, we would need require funds, right? So how are you thinking of financing? Because if you take debt also, I don't think so anyone could provide at a decent rate. So how investors should have a confidence in the company? I understand you are making a right progress in patented, but seeing the balance sheet or the numbers, it doesn't give confidence. So can you throw on the fundraise or how can we see revival in the Best Agro?
As of now, we can't comment on it because we are not doing this kind of anything because we have inventory and we are, thinking about that high-level inventory which will be clear somehow second and third quarter. And this year our target is high, so I feel second quarter and third quarter, if we see end of the third quarter, there will be, there should be, a very less inventory. So when we will liquidate the inventory, so things will be out and our balance sheet will be healthy with that plan we have.
Okay, sir. I wish you all the best. And do report the trading revenue separately because that gives a clear picture as an investor, right? Otherwise, because trading will be less margin and institutional and branded are some, 10-12 and that is, 15-20, right? Institutional and branding.
Yeah, so we are giving guidance as part of the overall group business. So as I mentioned that trading we are reducing, so this pie would obviously get reduced and our sales of branded business will be much higher, which will give much higher margin effect.
I think last year or 2023-2024 there was high amount of trading revenue, right? But that was not reported in the numbers. That doesn't give a right picture for investors to understand that, okay, there is a trading revenue here. So it has become difficult process for us to understand, okay, there was a trading revenue. That's why I came up with the question. In the last 2-3 years, everyone has asked this question also.
Yes.
So it was very difficult to understand. There will be doubts when the stock price also falls. So in order to clear confusion, we can make this practice for the investors.
Yes, definitely.
I wish all the best and hope for the revival in the next quarters. And see strong set in the next year. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your question to 2 per participant. Should have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. Our next question is from the line of Deepak from Cypher Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So just first up, I wanted to understand in terms of seasonality, first half, how much percentage of your total profitability you do versus second half?
So this is changing. If you compare from last year, obviously the numbers will not match because last year was a seasonal failure. But otherwise, mostly the first 6 months should give anywhere close to 65% of the business and next 6 months the balance.
First half should give about 65%, right? Now, given your guidance also, if you have to take the lower end of a guidance of 15% kind of a top-line growth and EBITDA of about 15 to 17, let's say 16%. Still, you need to do about 350 crores of EBITDA for this entire year. Out of which, if 65% has to come, ideally in the first half, and 54.5 crores you have done in the first quarter. So ideally, your second quarter EBITDA should be close to about 170, 180 crores. Which is a very big number. Ideally, what we have been doing. Even last year, we have not achieved such kind of numbers. So some comment would be very helpful that because already 1.5 months we are through into this quarter. So is this the kind of number that we'll be targeting for the second quarter?
Yeah, for the second quarter, we are hopeful of pretty good numbers which we want to achieve, and that in the sense, so it might not be near exactly 65-35% ratio, but we are pretty sure that the guidance what we are giving for full year with respect to the EBITDA margin, that we'll achieve.
For full year guidance, we are looking to achieve what we have. So ideally, if second quarter might not be that, ideally then the second half should be much better than what we have done in the past, basically.
No, in fact, Mr. Vikas want to say, second quarter definitely will be very good. And because we are comparing from the last year, third and fourth quarter, actually third and fourth quarter will be again good because of our product line, because we got new patented, and because we have opened our South India market also. And major season of the South India market is for the third quarter. So that is the main reason we are hoping for the second, third and fourth quarter. It all will be good. Of course, second we are hoping the best one. But third and fourth also will be very good as per our plan.
Okay. And from the industry perspective, has the inventory destocking stopped? What's the situation out there?
So most of the inventory destocking, at least for Best Agro, if I say that 90% of all the issues with respect to the earlier stocks are closed now, that's why we are pretty confident of the next quarter. With respect to industry also, what we understand is most of the inventory from earlier period has been liquidated, and now whatever is there in the market is mostly all the new inventory.
Okay. So when we speak in, when most of the inventory restocking is done, what's the timeline benchmark? We are talking as of June end, or we are talking as of now? Last 1.5 months, have we seen destocking to continue in the month of July and the 15 days of August?
So for Best Agro, most of it was closed by June. And there was some portion, say 80% got closed by June, and another 10% by July. So that's why by end of July, 90% of it is all whatever expensive inventory we had for few of the products where the prices have crashed. Those are all issues are over now.
Okay, those issues are over. Okay.
Yeah.
Your if 80% of your inventory is done by June, then but still our inventory days are very high as of June, right?
No, when I say 80% means wherever the inventory, where there's expensive inventory, I'm not talking about my overall 900 crore inventory, I'm talking about there were few products where the inventory was at high cost. Mm-hmm. Those high cost inventory, most of it we have liquidated. So that means my wherever the problem inventory, those have been sold. I'm not talking about the overall inventory.
Okay, I got it. I think that would be it from my side. I think, all the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from Inquis Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
So, taking my question. Just continuing from the previous discussion, 950 crore event. So how confident we are by December we should be clearing this with 15% EBITDA, 1100 crore revenue?
For the second quarter you are asking?
I'm saying 6 months from June. So by December end, I'm saying.
You are talking about 1100. You are asking for the 1100 number.
Correct.
Yeah, in fact, we are hoping good numbers, but I think it is not to say the numbers here, the address number. But of course, we are hoping the very good numbers for these two quarters, second and third quarter.
Okay. So, and past high-cost inventory is already over by June, right? Okay. That's good to hear. And this differentiated products which you launched, so when you do this registration and all, what are the expected target turnover from each of this? Can you share something? What do you think are your plan for this differentiated product? How much they will start contributing 2 or 3 years after the introduction?
So these are all commercially launched. We obviously have some internal plans for each of the products. not be able to give you how much each product will contribute, but this is for sure that all these patented products, even what we have launched last year, are the one which are the growth drivers for the company, not only for the top line, but also for the bottom line. So there are various products which we have launched in, say, last 1.5 years, out of which close to 3-4 products are coming only just 3-4 months back. So those will be launched. Some are replacing our existing products. Others are actually really very new products. So those will be the growth drivers. But yeah, product-wise, we will not be able to tell you what are the targets.
Okay. So how many of these 6 products which you introduced could be more than 100 crore turnover?
You are asking for the product. Our patented molecule, we have many molecules which is more than 100 crore in a year.
So few have already crossed 100, and the new which we have launched, most of it, the targets are above 100 crore only.
In fact, if we talk about our...
That's a cumulative figure or every year figure?
So, when we say patented, it's not necessary. Suppose one product which we have launched, if most of the season is gone now, so it might not be in this year, it might be next year, it might be a soft launch. So, not necessarily what we are talking about is for all this year, but since these are our, for the long-term strategy, wherever season are over and most part of it is over, then the numbers will be coming next year.
I'm not saying even this year or next year, but after the third year of launch, from fourth year, each of these can contribute 100 crore minimum. That's what we are saying, right?
Yes. Already from our existing portfolio, there are 3 products which we had launched last year, already 2 of them are contributing more than 100 crores.
Even one of our molecules which we have launched last year, that is contributing one product even. First year it was close to 100, maybe 90 or 80 crore. Second year it is crossed 100 crore and 120 crore. This year it is crossing like maybe it can go up to 200 crore also, the one product. So each year, because this is a patented molecule, we have to go in a strategy from the field level. So each year it will increase. Any of our patented molecules which we are launching.
Okay. Then will it be better if you share contribution from last 3 years launch or last 2 years launch, so that we also know how you are moving and how the launch products are performing? If that's the statistics, if you can share, it will be helpful.
Last March, numbers I can tell you what we had given was close to 25% of our business was coming mostly from the new products.
Okay.
So that percentage will remain in future as well.
Okay. You don't think that can go to 30%?
Yes, surely, because the number of products are increasing. As Vimalji mentioned, it was 3 to 4 products last year, and now we have last 3 products in 3 months. So this will certainly go up. Because the other part, what we are doing is, few months back, we had discontinued 8 to 10 of our products. Those were more generic kind of products. So slowly we are trying to build a portfolio wherein our high margin patented products take the much bigger share in the sales, and trying to discontinue those which are lesser margin and not contributing much.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your question to 2 per participant. Should have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. Our next question is from the line of Raj from RJ Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
So you skipped a part of the guidance. How much are we expected to grow in FY25?
So we are expected to grow from anywhere between 15 to 20%.
All right, and how much is the EBITDA rate?
EBITDA is in the range of 15 to 17%.
For the full year?
For the full year, yes.
And how much capex are we getting with the
capex? We are still in planning, so we already have certain thing in our mind. So we are just about discussing the way financing has to be done. So once that happens, we are all set to do the CapEx. So it all depends upon how the financing discussion goes on. So
mostly we will, for the expansion, mostly we will go for the debt or by ourselves.
All right. And sir, for Q2, are you also expecting an EBITDA in the same range of 15% to 17%?
As per you know, scenario as on today, because 1.5 months already passed for the second quarter, it should be more than that.
More than that. All right. Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Hemant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I wanted to know the revenue of Sudarshan this quarter.
Yeah, please. Just one second.
Okay.
Sudarshan this quarter was close to 100 crores.
100 crores. Okay. So, based on the presentation that you have released today, I did some maths. So last year you have done around 620 crores, and this year you have done 520 crores. So if I remove this 100 crores of Sudarshan business out of this 520 crores, you have done 420 crores, and out of that only 220 crores came from your branded business. If I compare the 220 crores with last year you have done around 340 crores of branded business. So can you please explain me the reason of
Mr. Hemant, last year, even last year we had sold to Sudarshan as a third party. So we had similar sales of around 80 crores to Sudarshan. So earlier it was coming as a third party, and then we took over, and now 100 crores is coming as our own subsidiary. So that way, it's, the numbers earlier 80 crores was coming as a third party sale, and now 100 crores is coming as our own subsidiary.
So that third party sales will come in B2B or B2C?
It will come under B2C because we were giving them the back material.
Okay, so in that case, our branded revenues were flat this year.
Yes, yes.
That is the main reason our branded sale are increasing and our institutional sale and trading are reducing.
So branded is also flat because there was a 20% price variance because of the price crash in China and much higher competition here. So if you see, my volumes went up, so there was higher volumes of course this year because of much better season. So volumes were higher by close to 21% and there was a price erosion of close to 19%. So as you mentioned, yes, it is flat or just about 1 or 2% increase, the branded business.
10 to 12% increase in branded?
1 to 2%.
1 to 2%, okay. Sir, and my second question is related to our H2 business. So, because of our low top line and higher expenses, majorly because of the interest cost and employee expenses and all, from the past 2 years we are actually showing minus EPS. So can you throw some light on that? So how will be your H2 this year?
Hello, moderator, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Can you please repeat, because the line was lost.
Sir, my question is related to our H2 business. So if we see our past 2 years business, majorly in H2, our top line is less and our expenses in terms of interest cost, employee expenses have risen a lot in the past 2 years. Because of that, we are showing minus EPS in the H2 specifically, Q3 and Q4.
Yes.
So if we...
Yes, go ahead. What's your question?
If we continue to do less than 500 crores of business in Q3 and Q4, that would continue this year, and even Q1 EPS is very less this year if I compare to last year, 39 versus 9 rupees. So usually if I compare everything based on last year's performance, our earnings per share would be negative by end of this year.
So, yes, Mr. Herman. So in fact, when we are talking about our expenses, higher, the finance cost, of course it is correct. You can see balance sheet that the number is there for the first quarter as well. But in another way, we can say another term, that is kind of investment also, because when we are talking about the expenses, that expenses not for the one quarter, not for the one month, this is for the entire year. Like if we have a South India market, if we are opening, various marketing by international market also. So everywhere we have to expand, and of course we have to make a expense there. We cannot get an investment in terms of balance sheet. But actually, that result will come in the coming quarters only. Like if, for the example, I will give you for the South India. Look, second quarter, but the major sales will come in the third and fourth quarter. Because generally, if you see our history as a best agro, our third and fourth quarter was going low. So we change our strategy. We are making team there. We have now many people in South India, and our target is very high in the South India as well. And fortunately, this year looking good also when we are starting good operations in South India. We have earlier also operations in South India, but aggressively we are doing this year. So that is the investment type you can say, but it will come under expenses. And other questions?
So, Eamon, just to add here what you mentioned, that in case, so what you see number for our Q3, Q4, 500 crore, is actually 500 after sales return of under 150 crores, which came much higher because of the Rabi season was washed out. So 500 is not our number. 500 was the number when the Rabi was fully washed out. So we can assume much higher sales, which we are expecting, especially when we know that the dams are full and the Rabi season is guaranteed.
Okay. Sir, as you mentioned regarding this South India, I am also from South and my father is a farmer. So I wanted to know one thing. Best Agro is the recent company in South India. You have been here maybe from last 1.5 years. So what kind of investments you wanted to do here so that most of the farmers know about Best Agro's patented products, mainly Auriculum and different products that we have launched this year.
Yeah, Nima Jin, Defender, in the paddy crop, there are drone code is doing well in South India. There are many products which we are doing well in South India, and investment type, which we can say expenses, you can see in our first quarter, that is through the people. We have now big team in South India, entire South India, any part of South India you talk about, now our presence will be there.
Okay.
An investment.
Are you planning for any farmer engagements?
Yeah, of course. There is many farmer meetings we are doing for awareness. We are doing different kind of campaigning. That our marketing budget is also very high for entire India and of course for South India as well. And we are doing well in South India in the term of marketing and sales.
So generally, just one more point to add, Eamon, here is with respect to farmer engagement. We have around close to 500, 600 people whom we call field staff or demand generation executives. Their day in, day out work is to meet the farmers. So they meet them in the morning, they meet them in the night, do farmers meeting. So in case if we have to build our products, especially we are having patented products, we need to have close interaction, which we are religiously doing since last one year.
Okay. Okay, sir. One thing I liked about Best Agro, most of the established agrochemical companies in India, they were not launching patented products, patented formulations, but you have been doing very well in the market. You have launched around 4 products this year. So, number itself speaking, but only thing, as an investor, we are hopefully hoping to see those numbers maybe in the next 1-2 years from Best Agro.
Yeah, definitely it will be there, and each year when we launch any product, each year it will increase the quantity and the value.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nijin,
sir.
Our next question is from the line of Gupta, an individual investor.
Am I audible?
Yes. Good afternoon, sir. So my key question is that since we have pivoted the business model from institutional sale to branded, so I want to understand, so there will be a replacement in the sales, in the sales distribution, or it will be a new addition in the business. So are we closing our institutional sale and just doing B2C now, or will it be continued, the B2B part, and there will be new addition from the B2C, in the B2C side?
Yeah, so Mr. Utkarsh, we are not going to close the institutional part. It's only that the branded business keeps on increasing and the pie as a percentage of institution will go down. But under institutional also, we want to keep certain very good molecules and very good products which we want to sell to others, and to remove products which are of lower margin. So institutional business will remain, but as the year goes on, the pie of the branded business keeps on going up because of our much better product portfolio which we keep on adding over the years.
Okay, understood. Second question is regarding the new patent launches. So in your presentation, which was published in our back, I could see there were two recent products, Nanogen and Defender, and there are two upcoming product launch in the slide 11. So what is the market size, like product-wise? Like how much penetration you are looking in 2 to 3 years in these four new products?
Now you're talking about which product we are going to launch.
So for the basically the market size for Nanogen, Defender, and the upcoming two launches, one is a mix of three molecules, this Hydroxypop, plus Chlorineuron and something, and the other is one. Basically, I want to understand the market size of all four.
Yes, Mr. Utkarsh, actually each product has different market size, different, you know,
Product-wise number of the market size.
As a whole, you are talking about number, or each product you are talking about number?
Each product, the number for each product, what is the market size of each product?
No, I am telling you, the same I am telling you, like if any product is for the, suppose, sucking pest. The sucking pest segment is very big in India. If we talk about only India, the India market of sucking pest is more than 5,000 crore. But how we slowly will, you know, because marketing increasing in India also as well as global, the margin increasing. If you talk about, you know, if we are having share of starting from the first year, like 2-3% in that segment. So it is coming around like any of the new molecule first year we launch, it will be like 60-70 crore. So next year we'll jump into directly maybe double also if the product is very good. Because first year also, you know, we have to push more, we have to do more expenses in the marketing, because any of the product you have, even the very good product, a very nice product, still it need to market, and still it has to be coming to the knowledge of the farmer, and farmer also want, you know, the result in the field, because they are not like we are talking and they are buying. They need result in the field. So first year they will test trial, it kind of trial also, it kind of sales also, but it will be trial for the farmer. But next year when they are confident on that product, so it will be sometime it is double. We have example of one of our product wrong time. First year to second year is a 50% growth. Second year to third year, this third year, we can see it will be around 200 crore. So within the 3 year, 220 crore also can be. So within the 3 year, you are 70 to 80 crore, you are now 220 crore. So each product, each year will increase which have potential. And most of the product which we are commercializing in the, our patented portfolio, that all will be in a commercially valuable, and it will be give you know, each year growth will be very successful.
Fair enough, sir. And lastly, about the international sales. So international sales are largely generic sales, are these B2B or the branded ones also have potential for the international market?
In fact, parallelly, we are opening our international market, but right now we cannot say there is a good number of sales. There are very few, that is a small number. But definitely, we are opening in a different way our branches in the international market, and mainly because we are into the regulatory business, and entire world in each country, different kind of regulation for each of the products. So if you talk about any market, Southeast Asia, like Thailand, Myanmar, you know, Indonesia, all these markets, if you talk about, you know, each market, each country, we have to go and register our product as per their regulatory requirement. So that we are doing, it will, the results will come for this product at least by 2025 end, you can say.
Fair enough. Last question. So one thing which I observed that there was some sales return in Q3 and Q4. So just as a, you know, this perspective, have you thought about, you know, introducing any sort of lending partner with you to mitigate that risk, rather than doing the credit sales, maybe you know, bringing a lending partner and, you know, mitigating risk from your books of this risk.
Yeah, in fact,
strategy is working.
Yeah, this question actually, this is a, you can club your this question to last my answer. In fact, when we are launching any of the new products, we have to take some risk because how much forward success will be there, and we have to do work very hard. As terms of expenses, if you talk about in the terms of balance sheet, there will be expense will be higher, marketing expense will be higher, sales expense will be higher, and there is a possibility of the return. But in any of the way, we are keeping the provision in balance sheet in the same quarter when we are selling it. It is not like there is a surprise that third or fourth quarter return are so high. Last year, there was end of second quarter, there was a season failure. That is some different situation, but we are hoping this year will be very good, and each year not will be like last year.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you and good luck for the upcoming quarters.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Udit Segal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
Mr. Udit. So, sir, I wanted to know our closing inventory for 31st March was 950 crores. So approximately what portion would be, say, in herbicides, insecticides and fungicides? Just an approximate percentage.
You are talking about segment-wise, over the inventory levels you are talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, definitely in the first quarter, major sale is herbicide. You can say if our total sale number is 520 after internal sale, rather than the final accumulated number is 520. So out of the 520, you can say herbicide, because that price has dropped. That's why, you know, the results have a little weak. But we can say approximate. I don't have a real number in front of me, segment-wise. But in my idea, there will be more than 300 crores for the herbicide, and other will be fungicide and then
So basically, sir, our turnaround, it will be dependent on whether how the sale of insecticides and fungicides will be in the coming quarter.
Generally, it is like this way only. If you see, second and third quarter, major is for insecticide and fungicide.
And I suppose our margins are also higher in insecticides and fungicides?
Yeah, we have most of the product which we have our patented molecule. That is mostly, you know, you can say, of course, we have herbicide also, but herbicide we have only one, which we have launched this year, Orisulam. And in the fourth quarter also, we are launching the new product that will come short down, but that will come in the fourth quarter of FY25. But in the second and third quarter, the major sale will be our major molecule, like secondary molecule, which is insecticide and fungicide combination, and of course, insecticide combination.
Okay. So, sir, what are the conditions? I know nobody can predict, but what are the conditions which aid insect attacks or like fungus? I mean, it's the humidity or the rainfall or some other conditions. How do we track whether there is going to be an insect attack or major insect attack or the fungicides seal? I mean, how can we think about that?
In fact, these are two different questions, but I can explain you. This is, if we talk about fungicide, of course, fungus comes mostly in the rainy season, if we talk about. But in general, disease of, if we talk about the pest, it is not directly, we can say there is a white fly, there is a pest. So it will come or it will not come, your question is like this way, but generally if you see in last 30-year, 40-year, pattern has changed and climatic also changing, but there is no year where you can say there is a crop and there don't have pests or fungus. You can say like this way, in a general way, because otherwise I have to elaborate very long. In general way you can say, as a learner.
And sir, you are mentioning that sales would be good for the Rabi. Sorry, please.
Yeah. I mean, you can see the history of the agriculture and the pesticide. So then you will know there is no season, because if you talk about 9% growth in the industry, so each year it is coming, if you see. So of course, if there is no pest or there is no fungus, so I will come. In general, I'm talking about, if I elaborate, I know everything, but I don't think that time will permit us to.
And sir, you are talking about the Rabi season. So what kind of sales do we do in the Rabi season? That would be in the third quarter typically?
Yeah, typically third quarter. Rabi season is typically third quarter. Some goes in January also, but mostly in the third quarter.
And what kind of products do we sell during the Rabi season? It's again herbicides?
Yeah, it is herbicide only. Because Rabi season also has insecticide and fungicide. That will go into the fourth quarter, but if it is about major weedicide which is given in Rabi season, mainly in the wheat, that will be in third quarter only. You can say third quarter sale, so the Rabi season will be for herbicide, and fourth quarter sale for insecticide and fungicide will be in the fourth quarter. It is like this year for Rabi season.
So, do we expect like...
And for Rabi, there is a big market in south for pulses, for chili. So those also we have good products.
So sir, third.
Hello, line from Udit sir has been disconnected. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishnu Kumar for closing comments.
Yes, thank you everyone. We are excited about the future of West Agrolife Limited. Our commitment to quality, innovation and farmer satisfaction remains unwavering as we continue to push the boundaries of what is achievable in agriculture for the prosperity of our farmers. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact with @Festus, our PR, our investor relationship team. Thank you all for participating today. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Best Agrolife Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.